how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At KPMG, we make the difference. It's not just something we say. It's what we do. Our professionals believe in the value of collaboration and the power of technology. We work closely with clients to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity, develop bold solutions that innovate industries, and create better outcomes driven by data. Brighter insights. Bolder solutions. Better outcomes. It's how our people make the difference, driving growth and value for our clients. KPMG. Make the difference.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big?
Ooh.
Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Monday, May 16th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: cloud marketplace and digital transformation growth numbers, and a DOJ and Equal Opportunity Employment Commission AI warning. This is the Business of Tech. Bessemer Venture Partners released their State of the Cloud 2022 report. Here are some highlights. For every dollar a SaaS business spends on its sales team, the company will see a dollar of recurring revenue materialize in less than a year and grow nearly perpetually. Cloud marketplaces are still nascent, but in 2021, Bessemer saw marketplace transactions grow an estimated 70% to $4 billion, which is three times faster than the public cloud growth. The report also focused on more local clouds, localization to a market or a region. Finally, the report focused on the measure of an exceptional startup as a centaur, a business that reaches $100 million of annual recurring revenue, or ARR. IDC released an update to the DC Worldwide Digital Transformation Spending Guide, forecasting global spending on the digital transformation of business practices, products, and organizations to reach $1.8 trillion in 2022. An increase of 17.6% over 2021. IDC identified the U.S. as the largest geographic market for DX spending in 2022, accounting for nearly 35% of the worldwide total. Western Europe will be the second largest region for DX spending, followed closely by China. Why do we care? Most IT services companies are not striving to be a unicorn or a centaur. I remain bullish on old-school ideas such as entrepreneurs building viable, local, small businesses that serve their customers, employees, and own personal needs. That said, it's a pivotal skill to understand the financial incentives and the goals of the technology vendors those services are built upon. Cloud marketplaces are still nascent. Well, $4 billion is still a pretty significant number. The partners think there's something there, and that's not to be ignored. Then again, digital transformation in the trillions, that's the mainstream space. Cloud marketplaces are the coming one, digital transformation the already here and growing one. New guidance from the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission and the U.S. Department of Justice warns employers that they could be breaching the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, if they use AI-based software designed to shortlist candidates that fail to create an equitable experience for job seekers with disabilities. Quoting further from Forbes, employers are reminded that even if they elect to deploy software using algorithms wholly designed by specialist third-party providers, they could be acting unlawfully should the platform disadvantage candidates with disabilities. This can occur due to the software itself being inaccessible or discriminatory in how traits are evaluated and scored. If the employer fails to recognize this and act by providing reasonable accommodations, they could be breaking the law. Several practical examples of how AI algorithmic hiring tools can create unequal experiences for candidates with disabilities are laid out. These might include the use of timed or gamified tests that are inaccessible to candidates with motor or visual impairments as a result of it being difficult for them to use a mouse or view the screen, particularly when having to operate at speed. Another example may be video analysis software that measures facial expressions or speech patterns. Such software is likely to automatically mark down an individual on the autism spectrum who may possess a non-standard eye gaze or someone with a mild speech impediment. Why do we care? Here's a key insight of the day. The AI may be causing organizations to break the law. This is exactly the space I think has value, not just for evaluating technology for its own sake, but understanding these implications and helping to navigate them. Which AI approaches handle these legal requirements? Answer that question, and it's more valuable than simply implementing a system. And note the other portion of this insight. The end customer does not abdicate away their legal obligations. That's a key understanding of the risks. And again, providers need to be communicative with their customers over system risks. If a customer doesn't understand that, there's a round two on those lawsuits. Want to reach an audience of nearly 20,000 across our podcasts and video shows? Or know one of your vendors who should be advertising here? We're looking for Q3 advertisers. Information is at mspradio.com/engage, as well as a big button to set an appointment to talk. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening. There are three good ones today. It's National Mimosa Day, National Barbecue Day, which is very near and dear to my heart, and National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day. You know, like bring them barbecue. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.